T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI.
How easy of a decision was it, or was it easy for you to leave Boston to end up in Philadelphia?
It was a very difficult decision. You know, just looking at everything that had gone on, you know, with the season and my time in Boston, you know, it wasn't a decision that was taken lightly by me. We thought that things were going to work out a certain way and with Boston, and they didn't. And yeah, you know, I had to start looking at the next step, but it was not easy.
Al Horford, when he left Boston, that was on the old Dan Patrick Show, into Hour 2, Gresh and Keefe on this Friday. It's turned into a pretty busy Friday as Brad Stevens, the new Danny Ainge of the Boston Celtics, has made his first big deal. Kemba Walker and a first-round pick this year head to Oklahoma City for the return of Al Horford and 21-year-old big man Moses Brown, who might be a sneaky part of this deal as well. We've kind of gotten into that here on Gresh and Keefe. But Kendrick Perkins, everybody loves Big Perk. He is the real Celtics influencer, right? Or at least that's what he wants to tell us.
Oh, I would say so. He is the voice of the Celtic fan also.
Yeah.
You think? I think a lot of people end up believing in Perk because he's obviously pro-Celtics, but he's not afraid to be critical. Actually, maybe he's even more critical than a lot of the fans are. Like, he'll call them out when they're not playing well.
Yes, exactly right. And Perk's kind of a badass. I don't think he's taking any guff from anybody.
No, I don't think he's worried about that.
But Perk on this deal, I think he likes it.
Bringing back Al Horford was huge. He's loved by the Celtics fans. He's respected by the organization. But most importantly, he brings value to that team. He stretches the floor. He's a great leader. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum love Big Al. And look, guess what? Here's a teaching point to all the young fellas out there that are auditioning right now for in the G League, in the NBA, that are trying to get jobs in the NBA or trying to stay in the NBA. Moses Brown played the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he had 21 points and 23 rebounds. You know who was coaching at the time? Brad Stevens. So he says, you know what? Let me snag this young fella. He's a good center. He's going to put pressure on Robert Williams to perform. Rob has a history of being injured. I love this move by Brad Stevens. Celtic Nation should be proud. Beantown, stand up.
Beantown.
I hate that.
Right? I don't like the Beantown stand
Perk.
Up. I don't know
you're
where he came
up with. You're not one of us
that.
If you're rolling out that crap.
Beantown stand up.
Stop, no, I'm going to sit down
that.
For this
come
one.
On.
But overall, he likes the trade a lot, and I'll take him at his word for it that Tatum and Brown really like Horford. I don't know the answer to that, but I assume Perk knows, otherwise he wouldn't just toss that out there. So if those guys sign off on the deal, and it's not that they didn't like Kemba. I think it's more of just the on-court fit. And Horford gives him more of that flexibility to he's good defensively, and he's a big who you at least have to defend at the three-point line. So if you're playing against the Sixers, Joel Embiid has to chase Horford out there and you get him away from the basket, opening it up for Brown and Tatum. So it is a better fit. He didn't even mention in there the cap flexibility, which is huge. He's making $9 million less. And for the total of the deal, because it's not all fully guaranteed on the last year, the difference is $73 million owed to Kemba Walker, $41 to Al Horford. That's a big difference when you're looking to acquire a third star.
And if it opens up another one of those mid-level exceptions this year, of those, or actually there's the TPE that's still left around, right?
They do have some left over from the Hayward deal because they didn't use it all at Evan Fournier. So they do have some of that, but not to give everybody a headache, but that's kind of complicated.
Well, it is, but if it's, let's just say that's $6 million that's left over, and you've got $9 million on Tristan Thompson, and Smart was, was it 14 we hit earlier, or was it 12 million?
Smart makes, somewhere in there next year.
Okay, so you're talking about being able to cobble together $27 million in terms of being able to send away to bring a player or two back in return.
Yeah, 13.8 for Smart.
All right, so 13 and 9, and you throw the 6 in there. That's
add it all up.
If you can find a $25 million player in trade, now maybe the Celtics have the ability to do something. And again, there's the whole, can you use the exception? Can you not? If future trades end up getting you below a threshold, I know it's like, you can't try to figure this out.
No, I know.
But if they can open up another one of those, that's, again, we thought Tristan Thompson was going to be a great buy on one of those exceptions last year. Clearly it didn't work, but is there another one of those veteran dudes who's like, okay, he isn't what he used to be, but he can still play for us with whatever Stevens is creating. Right. I'm digging it. Let's go to Steve in Miami, who's not digging this, with Gresh and Keefe. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you guys? I'm taking time out of my work, and I want to get in. So you guys have a great day. The reason why I'm not digging this is, in essence, I'm looking at this as trading for a 35-year-old. Now, I have nothing against getting rid of Kemba Walker. It just wasn't a fit. But bringing back Horford at 35 years old, but the big thing for me is giving up a number one pick. You're getting old, and you're giving away the future. And yes, I know that maybe the number one pick is for Brown, but did he really show anything last year? I mean, he had a lot of rebounds against Boston. A lot of teams had a lot of rebounds against Boston. They were not a great defensive team when it came to rebounding. So I'm not sure if I buy into number one pick for Brown. That's where I'm going on this.
Well, I was going to say, who do you like in this draft that would have been there in the middle that would have been a difference maker for the Celtics?
Oh, I'm not sure who I like in the draft. What I'm saying is maybe the Clift, it's just that I don't know what they have in the middle rounds. But to me, it's just giving away the future for someone we don't know.
So I wouldn't. Steve, I wouldn't worry about the future being the 16th overall pick. Like, that's very rare that somebody like that is such a critical part to the team. And you already have a bunch of guys from recent drafts that were middle of or bottom of the first round. So between Time Lord and Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard and Aaron Nesmith and Romeo Langford, you'd basically be adding another one of those guys to the roster. And getting rid of Kemba was going to cost you something. It was a horrible contract. And he's injured. So if you wanted to get rid of Kemba and have some savings, you're going to have to include the first-round pick. Now, if this was the fifth pick in the draft, the sixth pick in the draft,
that's different.
Maybe even the eighth pick in the draft, I might have a little bit more. I'd be on your side a little bit more. But the 16th pick in this draft, I didn't need the draft pick. So I don't think. And again, if you don't want to equate Moses Brown with that, that's fine. But the reality is you got a better on-court fit and you saved money. So you're going to have to give up something. And let's face it, in the NBA, the 16th pick isn't really that much. I don't think it's really that valuable.
I'm looking at the names right now in terms of some history.
Yeah.
This goes all the way up to 2013. You got to go back to 84 to John Stockton to find a superstar.
Yeah, the 16th pick in the draft.
Yeah, otherwise we're – and Nikola Vucevic in 2011 was the 16th pick.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, so there's at least a modern comp. One. But come on, we're talking about like Maurice Spites, Nick Young, Nick Young, who we mentioned
Swaggy
earlier,
P.
Troy Bell was the 16th pick in the draft.
Good one. Actually, by the Celtics, and then flipped him that night to Memphis.
That's right. And the year before that, you know who the 16th pick was? Yuri Welsh.
Ah, Celtics legend, Yuri Welsh.
One of the greatest robberies in NBA history, a first round pick for Yuri Welsh. Welsh. How did you do that, Danny?
Another typical cash giveaway. This hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is cake.
Sean?
Cake. Text cake, C-A-K-E, to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
I got Sean. Massive cake.
Does Shime get to pick the words of the day, or was that just coincidence?
I think that's coincidence.
The Zyra's code word is charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Ooh. Nobody would be able to spell it, nah, and nobody would win the
It'd be a mess. You got to go with those short words, and yes, cake.
Spoiler alert, next hour's code word is peaches.
Peaches. I'm sure it is.
I do like cake. I like cake. Cake is good.
I like cake.
Chocolate cake, chocolate icing, though. I don't like to mess around with the whole white.
Give me the vanilla. Give me the chocolate.
Carrot cake. You guys are sleeping on carrot cake.
No, today's code word, it is Tuesday. That means the code word is pants.
It's Tuesday. Classic Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Classic Tuesday.
All about those pants.
Code word, pants.
Be an apply to take us wherever you go. Download the Odyssey app or WEEI.com. Be an apply. Take us wherever you go. You can also play the show on your smart speakers. 617-779-7937. I kind of agree with the 508 who just sends in a very short text. The middle picks are trash.
Yeah, for the most part, they are. I mean, you can find an example of a great second rounder, the occasional great undrafted guy, but it's rare. I mean, all the best players are the top part of the draft. That's just how it is.
How long have they been handing out the NBA MVP award? And this was the first year that a guy from the second round in Jokic ended up winning the MVP.
Right.
So it kind of goes to show
Nobody in the 20s wasn't the highest prior to that. Was like in the teens somewhere.
I think you might be right. Yeah. So, and I'm with you. The 16th pick was, and again, what are they going to do? Draft another wing who's just going to sit behind Naismith or Romeo Langford or these gaggle of guys that Danny Ainge just sort of stockpiled over
here. I think the key to this move, too, is what the next moves are going to be.
Yes.
Like a big part of it is the flexibility. So you're not just throwing a first-round pick so you can get Horford. You're not doing that. You're getting rid of Kemba and giving some more space. And now that next move, you wouldn't have been able to make with Kemba on the roster. So that's all part of it. So it's already a win to me before they've even added that guy. And then they're going to add somebody, and you're going to be able to directly point back to this move. And I think it's going to look even better.
I'm with you. Let's go to Chris in Boston with Gresham Keefe. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, friend.
I love this trade. I think you get Horford back. You get a big. I've been saying it forever. We need a big. We need someone who can rebound and just be no one knows much about the kid, but we just need another big who can rebound. Tristan Thompson ain't really doing it for me. And I love the fact I heard it mentioned earlier, bringing on either Derrick Rose. I actually love that idea. You bring veteran presence and you actually have playoff experience going in. So I love the trade. Again, no one cares about the 16th overall pick. It's all scrub picks, and I think moving forward, it's going to be interesting to see what Steven does. But I love this pick.
Yeah,
love it.
I love the trade mainly because of just how aggressive and how early it was. Brad mm-hmm. Stevens isn't like, well, I still got to figure out the job, and let me kind of read more into it and figure out all the nope. That's a major deal. The NBA playoffs are still going on, and Brad's like, all right, our season ended early, so our offseason starts early, and let's just get right into
We're
it.
We're open
so
for
I love,
business
I love that
deal.
Part of it. And again, I agree with the caller. The 16th pick, not much value. Kemba Walker, unfortunately, not much value. And so you get a young big who could be something. 9 points, 9 rebounds last year as a 21-year-old. 7'2". All right, that's something. Al Horford, for this team, it's something, and it's less money. Yeah, the more we talk about it, the better it looks, doesn't it?
Yeah, and when you think of the inside piece of it, we talked about how this could open up the trading of Tristan Thompson, which another team may end up looking at him much differently now than we do, considering we lived through a year with the guy. But we just made the joke about, what do they need, more wings? Okay, well, guess what they've done? They've now mixed in a young big to go along with Robert Williams. So if one guy pans out, one doesn't, you've still got someone that you can sign long term. It's almost like the same
right.
way. I view Langford and Naismith kind of the same way, right?
Yeah.
One of those two shake out, that's a piece you can keep here. So you've given yourself a little bit of cushion, maybe,
right.
to at least see if one of these people work out. And if they don't, you'd be porked anyway.
Well, Robert Williams feels like a guy who is going to deal with injuries throughout his career,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like, I kind of think so.
Turf toe and this and that. And you're like,
the turf toe is a bad injury, man.
That could linger, for sure. Ask Deion Sanders about it. And so if if you have another guy that can kind of, all right, so, you know, Time Lord's out for, you know, back-to-backs, or he's, or at least his minutes are lower. All right, well, you got another guy that can do it. You got Moses Brown. And so, because Tristan Thompson just was kind of forced into a role that he needed to do even more than just rebound and kind of, you know, let you down more often than
and not. And it feels like Danny also brought that guy in to be the veteran presence, and he was anything but.
No, no.
That's where Al gets it. That's one thing we don't have to worry about with Al Horford.
No.
Is sort of the off the field or maybe annoying people in the organization.
You don't think he'll be in the COVID protocol five times?
No, okay. I don't. At least I'd hope not anyway. Nevin to New Bedford, Regression Keith. Hello, Nev.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I love this trade. I think, you know, it opens up definitely a lot of cap room. You know, a lot of veteran leadership coming from Al. There's two pieces that you guys have yet to talk about, and it's John Wall and Malcolm Brogdon, I think, is another one that I think would fit great with this team. He's a good shooter. He can pass. I know John Wall has had a little bit of injury history.
That guy has had a lot of it. Yeah, okay.
But I think he'd be a good piece, though, if he could stay healthy. You know, if he could stay healthy, I think he would fit perfect with Tatum and Brown.
All right, so the problem with John Wall is not only the injuries. Do you know what John Wall makes next year and the year after that?
I'd rather
you want to guess?
Yeah, I'm going to say he's at $28 million.
Gresh, you ignorant
slut.
$44 million next year.
Yeah,
with a player option in 22-23 for $47 million.
What?
John Wall makes
$47 million for that.
He makes over $90 million the next 2 years.
Like $45 million for a guy like James Harden makes you like furrow the brow and be like, oh my God, I can't. Yeah. Like at least that guy is supremely talented even though he's a jackass.
John Wall.
John freaking Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, listen, I'm all here for the names. I'll break it down. But, John Wall, who – this is incredible. So, 2017-2018. So, that's
amazing.
A long time ago, right?
Yes.
Played 41 games. Then in 19, he played 32. In 20, he didn't play at all because he had a left heel and Achilles injury and an infection. And then last year, he played in 40 games for Houston. So, no, you don't want John Wall. And as for Malcolm Brogdon – he's on the Pacers and making over $20 million the next 2 years. He's a good player, but I feel like I don't know why Indiana would trade him to you. I feel like they would keep him.
I would think so.
He's a good player, though.
Plus, it feels like the match between the Celtics and the Pacers, that ship kind of sailed last year once Hayward left.
Yeah, that's
when they
true.
Didn't make the Hayward deal.
That's true.
Almost, and by the way, they're now looking for a new coach. So
Bjorkren. Well, they're rid of Bjorkren.
And I'm sure that they do those interviews and what are you thinking about? Well, we're thinking of trading Brogdon to the Celtics, maybe. And the guy's like, all right, I'll go interview with them.
Do you know what Malcolm Brogdon's nicknames are?
Oh God.
This'll blow your mind. Humble Moses is one of them.
Humble Moses? What?
The president, Uncle Malcolm, and Mookie Do. It seems like you got
I love Mookie Do.
It seems
That's
like you got
awesome.
It seems like you got to pick one though. You can't have four cool nicknames. Well, who's one?
They're not four cool nicknames. There's really only one cool nickname.
You don't like Humble Moses?
No,
and was Arrogant Moses available? Is that why he went with Humble Moses?
Was the original Moses arrogant?
No,
I don't think so.
The only thing I knew about Moses was the line from Costanza. Let's not think that Moses didn't have to stick his finger in his nose and clean out every once in a while walking across the desert.
I think he parted the sea. I know that much.
Talked to a burning bush. I don't get that. Well, what?
So there's that. A burning bush.
Oh, I thought Shime said he talked to a burning bush. I'm
not
like,
that
wait,
I know.
No,
what?
Moses.
Moses
oh,
did.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I appreciate that, but I don't want either one of those guys.
Texter, $1 million per game? What?
Good point.
Paul Wall.
Good point. Yeah. For a team that was just trying to lose games. He played for Houston this year after the trade with Westbrook.
Right.
Yeah, who would know?
Who would know? I had no idea.
That guy is just a bizarre case. Like, the injuries. And you can't say he's a bust. Like, John Wall's been a good player in the league, but number one pick in the draft and just making a ton of money, stealing money.
Well, he's not Kwame Brown. So I guess
he's a five-time All-Star. Like, he's a good player.
How old is he now? 31?
Yeah, 30. He's 30 years old.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be someone's reclamation project once that contract runs out. So though. Maybe you know what it's going to be. Mid-level exception. Well, here's $5 million. John Wall goes in at 32. He pulls Derrick Rose.
Yeah. He could be Derrick Rose. But as for Derrick Rose, he's one of the guys that I like on this list because I don't think you're not going to have to break the bank and you don't have to trade for him. He's a free agent. You might be able to just sign him up.
In the scenario of, was it John Wall or is it Derrick Rose? It's easy.
That's an easy
Derrick Rose is an easy one because the guy's at least functional.
Is all the names we've mentioned so far, is there one you like more than anybody else?
There's nothing that has jumped out.
Okay.
And like somebody even on a text mentioned Dennis Schroeder. Like,
ooh,
no.
Schroeder. He was good, though, for the Lakers.
He was, but I don't know.
I hear you.
If you can't go make a deal for a point guard that can really make an impact, it feels like you'd almost be better off on the one-year veteran variety and try to bring in
Conley. Like, I don't know what he's going to cost. He's used to making so much money, and maybe Utah will just try to bring him back. He finally made an all-star team this year, but...
And they got bird rights on him, too, so it'd be easier for them to be able to outbid anybody.
And Utah's better than Boston. So if he's trying to win, even if they don't win it this year, they're a better situation.
And if you're a guy like Kyle Lowry, who's going to be in the same boat, 35 and a free agent, is Conley that old? I know he's been around
Conley's old, yeah.
He's 35, right? Or in that neighborhood, like, because Lowry, 36 next season... That makes you think he might get a one-year deal with somebody.
Yeah, right.
Because my first thought is Conley's got to be around that same age.
Yeah, he's definitely
in the mid to late 30s, and that would alter the contract right there. At least
I would think. Not saying here 33.
30. Okay,
so he'll be 34 for next season,
right in that neighborhood. Yeah. And you're right. Like, so if Utah wants to overpay him, it's much easier for them to do it than.
For sure. Oh, by the way, interesting nugget from, is it Tim Bontemps?
Tim Bontemps. Yes,
Bontemps
thank
from ESPN saying that Oklahoma City is going to work with Kemba Walker on sending him somewhere else, to which I would say, good luck. Where's he going to go? Because a good team, I don't think, has that money available, and then you can't rely on him. And a bad team doesn't want him because he's not an expiring deal this year. And unless Oklahoma City trades some of their picks to another team to take them, which they could do,
they have so much.
But they also need to fill out a roster,
right?
What's crazy? Besides Kemba Walker, I was looking this up.
You can trade for John Wall. There's your $45 million on the bottom end.
That's true. You can swap. No problem. Right? John Wall in there.
Here's a second rounder for him.
Do you know the highest paid player outside of Kemba Walker on the Thunder for next season is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at $5.5 million?
How are they going to get
nobody
to the minimum
on the roster? Well, you got to keep Kemba. I think they're going to try to work with him, but they'll keep him. It was like last year, or not this season, but the last season. They had Chris Paul, and I was like, oh, they'll trade him. He won't play a whole year with Oklahoma City. And he did. He played the whole year with the Thunder. It was like, it was bizarre. I remember the rumor was he was going to go to Miami.
That's right.
And team up with Butler. And you're like, oh, that team would have been pretty loaded. But no, played the whole year. Actually had a great year with Oklahoma City and then moved on.
You know, that's the other part of this, too, is if this is the first trade domino to fall, how does this potentially shake up the market? Like, people were clamoring for Kemba Walker or Al Horford, but we all are sitting here in Boston thinking this is trade one.
Right.
Trade two is coming.
So now Dallas is like, all right, how do we get rid of Porzingis? We got to find some other team with another bad deal. Shake him. Maybe Porzingis for Kemba Walker. But then again, I don't think Dallas would want him unless Doncic forces his way out.
Oh,
which
boy.
Is not nothing. There's something brewing. Dallas.
There's something there,
it's
right?
Something Carlisle real
just
ugly
left.
Down there.
Yeah.
Something bad is brewing in Dallas.
And if Doncic is available,
oh my God.
Brad
Sell
Stevens
the franchise.
Has to seriously.
Sell the franchise.
Anyone but Tatum.
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 Who'd you rather have, Doncic or Tatum? Doncic.
Oh.
Luka Doncic. It's not close.
Doncic or Tatum?
I would rather have Luka Doncic than Jason Tatum.
That is the easiest.
Come on, folks.
Yes of my
Come
life.
On, folks. Let's not go crazy.
Are you hemming and hawing about
He's
this?
He's hemming and hawing.
Well, only because Tatum's projecting to be a top five guy.
Doncic
like if it
is
Brown,
a top five guy.
He's already like a top three guy.
And he's younger, isn't he? Isn't Doncic younger?
Yeah,
than...
yeah, he's only 22, 23.
No,
Doncic is Doncic 22, is, I think.
He's the most valuable player in the NBA.
Hmm.
If there was a,
because I'm all about value.
And you know me. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You grab
a
drumstick and your brain starts ticking.
watching X-Files with no lights on.
I
hope the Smoky Man's in this one.
I don't think Dallas
like
is looking.
Ford,
Dallas isn't going to look to get rid of the guy.
Like Stingham Tantric.
Oh, God.
Like
Snickers guaranteed to satisfy.
Ray,
that's how I make mad films.
Yeah, I don't make films.
Ray in Rode Island. Please, God, save us here with Gresham Keith. Hello,
set
Ray.
Of better clubs like the Tiny
What's up, guys?
Shut up.
First of all, I would definitely do Doncic for Tatum in a heartbeat. I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, Gresh is over here hemming and hawing about it. I don't understand.
I mean, he's top three right now. I agree with Shine. But the reason I'm calling is because, so I'm not exactly sure how the numbers would match up, but with Kemba gone, I believe he's like 22, 23. Jonathan Isaac in Orlando, I'm pretty sure, is an unrestricted free agent this offseason. He's 6'11", can shoot threes, plays defense. I think he'd be a perfect addition for this team. Just want to see what you guys think.
So Isaac signed an extension with the Magic. He is signed for a long time at like $17 million a year for a while. He's like one of their building block pieces.
Didn't do that before they started liquidating the assets
probably,
or right around that time?
Yeah, you think about it. They got rid of everybody, right?
Yeah.
Gordon and Vucevic and obviously Fournier here. So I believe he is under contract for a long time with them. One of the few guys that they'll probably keep.
I would think so, yes. 617-779-7937. You mentioned the Dallas situation. There is a potential tie to the Celtics in what is going on down there in a non-Doncic way. So don't everybody start to get blood flow and think that Dallas is actually entertaining trading Luka Doncic, because I think when Mark Cuban was asked about it, he reacted with a swear word, I do believe, in his answer as well.
Ugh.
So I don't think that the Cube is looking to...
It's not going well down there, though. That's fair.
Well, Donnie Nelson is gone, and you got the head coach gone, and the only guy left is Doncic. And like you said, they'd love to get rid of Porzingis, but Mark Cuban is no dummy. Like, he's
a bunch of bullshit.
He ain't going to give away Doncic.
No. No, you would have to... If you called Boston, you would actually ask for Tatum and Brown. That's how good Doncic is. Now, I don't think Stevens would do it, but that's what you have to ask for.
And I don't think Dallas is even considering. Like, they're going to Doncic and saying,
"What do you want?
Exactly. Yep. All right, let's get to Shime, who will trend.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. What Dalla May's on. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Stingham Tantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if they did, they'd have a samurai. Then
well
it gets
done
real
by
fast.
Rich Keefe.
Then it gets real fast.
Yeah, and it gets real tough.
Yep.
Had to edit that one together a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. Here's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com. The Boston Celtics have traded Kemba Walker in the 16th pick in the draft and a 2025 second-round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second-round pick. The Red Sox start up a series in Kansas City with the Royals tonight. First pitch, 8:10, pregame, 7:10. You can catch all the action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Islanders 2-1 last night to take a 2-1 series lead. The Bucks beat the Nets 104-89, forcing a Game 7 in that series. U.S. Open is off and running today. Russell Henley and Louis Oosthuizen lead the pack at 4-under. And European Championships group play continues today as Sweden beat Slovakia 1-0. Croatia and the Czech Republic kick off in a half an hour, and England and Scotland will face off at 3. Trending now also brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech? At CCL Homescapes in Abington, you'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech decks are a low-maintenance alternative to wood. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck, cclco.com. I'm Chris Shine. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Do the Celtics turn to a local to be their next coach? Keith and I will discuss, and we'll continue with your Kemba reaction next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Online or over the air, we don't care.
The shoes you pee on today may be connected to the ass you have to kiss tomorrow.
Just make us your new midday habit. Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
What is this?
Bare naked ladies. We're just saying it. Try to keep off.
Are you
track.
Kidding
show,
me? Gresh.
For God's sakes. I'm like, what are we at?
You do the sports, I'll do the music.
What are we at? What a middle age beach?
No. Bare naked ladies.
One of the greatest Canadian bands of all time.
We only spent 5 minutes right before the break and into the trend talking about them.
One of the greatest Canadian bands of all time.
Top three.
True.
Who are the other two?
Rush.
Nickelback.
And Alanis Morissette.
Well, not a band, and neither is Shania Twain.
And neither is
Alanis Morissette has a band. You got a band behind her.
That's fair.
Yeah. In your face.
11:35, Gresham Keefe here with you, WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com. And, of course, you can get us on the Odyssey app as well. Everyone reacting to, Kemba Walker being traded. He is now a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Al Horford is back. We mentioned that Dallas situation, Keefe, and Rick Carlisle. He, after 13 years, by the way, which in the NBA is like a lifetime
forever, yeah.
to have a head coaching job, and after bringing a championship to Dallas, he's decided, all right, I'm 61, I'm out.
Yeah, he took to the Notes app and retired via the Notes app, and he didn't even, like, crop it, so you could still see the keyboard, you could still see the autofill, you could see the time,
he was listening to Bare Naked Ladies and having a moment, not knowing how to shrink make that look better.
Just very odd, but so he steps away amidst all this other stuff going on. So Donnie Nelson, who's running the team, is out. There's a whole bunch of stuff, whether Luka likes people there or doesn't like people there. So I used to consider Rick Carlisle one of the better coaches in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He won a title. Do you know the last time he won a playoff series?
I think it's like 4 years ago, maybe something like
10.
That.
It was 11. He hasn't won a playoff series in 10 years. The last time he won was the NBA championship.
Wow.
So 13 years there, he only got out of the first round twice.
So he's Terry Stotts.
Yeah, right. He might as well be.
Right.
But he has the title.
Except he has a ring.
He won
the
title. So he took over for Avery Johnson, and he was one of those guys that, again, add him to the list of taking a pretty good core. Avery Johnson had some really good Dallas teams, mm-hmm. but they never won anything. Avery got him to the finals once, but they lost it. Then Rick Carlisle made the second round his first year, lost in the first round his second year, then won the whole thing his third year. And he's been there since and has never won. They had a three-year stretch where they missed the playoffs. So, now, they weren't the most talented team, right? He had Dirk Nowitzki at the end there. Well, he had Dirk in his prime, and then at the end.
There's a reason that they were able to be high enough in the right. draft to get Luka or
exactly.
Trae Young.
But isn't that pretty remarkable to not win a playoff series for 10 straight years? So, I think, obviously, the connection, he is a former player. You know, he played here. And he does have a championship. Now, how good of a coach he is, I think it's kind of hard to say. But he, to me, and I don't know if you'd want to do this, he, to me, would be a perfect lead assistant alongside the former player that everyone's kind of coveting. So if you were to bring in Sam Cassell or Chauncey Billups, but to say, hey, you're not going to be, you know, completely, you know, in over your head, we're going to put a guy who was coached in the NBA for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a retread as the head coach, but a retread as the lead assistant. And maybe it's only for a year. Maybe he does this and then Carlisle gets another job somewhere else. Although he's also the one out of the seven openings. So out of the seven guys who either got fired or stepped away, I feel like he's probably the best candidate. Like if anybody takes another one of those jobs, don't you think it would be Carlisle, not Stotts or not.
The issue for Carlisle is he's 61, and not to be an ageist,
right.
but I think there is the whole, do you have the ability to connect with the modern NBA player, blah, blah. His overall record, if you're going to go to the scrap heap, so to speak, like the Nate Bjorkens of the world and Terry Stotts and people like that, he'd be the highest guy on the list. He'd be at the top of that list. In fact, I think you bring him in for an interview, quite honestly.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, because there is that whole feeling out of, well, if we go with this guy, would you be comfortable potentially doing this? The little fly in the ointment of that is that he's still under contract to Dallas. Like, so he walked with 2 years left on his deal. Now, did he walk or did he walk?
I don't
know.
Know
what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
It feels like it was he was told to walk.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where, you know, if you have a good relationship with a place, they're going to fire you, but it's, you know, you can do it your way. However you want to do it, we'll sign off on that. But you're just no longer going to be the coach.
Yeah, here. And he probably earned it with Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Who Mark Cuban on the whole, and I think he's gotten better as he's gotten older, he's no longer the swashbuckling, I'm going to speak first and then think second kind of guy.
But I also don't think people even realize, probably outside of Dallas, because Mark Cuban is probably the most famous owner. He's at all the games. Yep. He travels with the team. He's got his TV show and all of this other stuff. They had Dirk for a really long time, and now they've had Luka for the last couple of years. You're like, oh yeah, the Mavericks, like they're a good team, right? Like, not really. Over the last 10 years, they're not at all,
right?
And so they're still kind of living off that championship, which was a couple seasons post KG and Pierce,
and,
for God's sakes.
And that's why Donnie Nelson definitely got run.
Yeah.
And Carlisle was there 13 years. Donnie Nelson was there 24 years. I mean, 24 years I know his old man got him in there,
right.
And then there was that transition. But, I mean, they were overdue for maybe a new GM.
That's not a good roster, though.
It isn't.
You know, they did not put together, they got Doncic, so, I mean, that's pretty valuable. But you better surround him with guys soon, otherwise he's going to be another superstar that wants out.
Porzingis felt like the right move at the time. And
I guess
then,
they didn't give up much because Dennis Smith stinks, so they didn't really give up much for him. But then they gave him the huge deal, and now you're kind of saddled with
him.
There you go.
617-779-7937. Jeremy in Rhode Island with Gresh and Keith. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, great show, Gresh. I love the new edition.
Thank you,
friend. Of you. Keith, love you all the time.
Thank you.
Couple things, guys. In my order, Pats, Bs, Sox, Celtics, so I don't feel that informed, but. You know, when the Celtics picked up Kemba from UConn, I was psyched because I'm a Connecticut guy originally. But I love that suggestion of Derrick Rose and other veterans with maybe a new, younger coach to kind of bring some balance to the team and some alternate leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious about what your thoughts are on that. And then lastly, just a quick rec for Shime and maybe you keeping the other guys. And, Gresh, you'll love me for this, but you guys have to watch the video. There's a documentary on Gordon Lightfoot on Amazon Prime. Greatest to understand Canadian music. Watch that. It is awesome.
All right.
So, just want to let you know that. Guys, thank you so much for the show. Thanks for the
Jeremy.
Time.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, man.
We'll add it to the list.
Yeah.
So throw that on there.
The only documentary from a Canadian I will watch is the Canadian Songbird Anne Murray.
What about you? What are you talking about? You watched the Bret Hart documentary. That's a Canadian legend.
But that's wrestling, though.
No,
like
I
that,
know.
I'd probably watch a documentary on, you know, how they used to go to Saskatoon in the middle of the snow and stuff.
According, but I'd watch a Nickelback documentary in a heartbeat.
According to OttawaLife.com, Rush, number one, which we said, The Tragically Hip, number two, and The Guess Who, number three.
Okay, so they skew old.
A little bit.
Little bit.
Legends, though.
We've also got Simple Plan and Sum 41 from Shime and I's generation.
Well, Nickelback 6, so they didn't ignore Nickelback.
I'll take that.
There. Yeah.
First time
Simple
for
Plan.
Arcade Fire, number 9.
People on Twitter are yelling at us about some band called Triumph.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Triumph.
I don't know anything
about
that.
I thought that was an insult comic dog.
He had a good run.
Couldn't tell you.
He did have a good run. Exactly
good run,
right. They didn't put him down yet, did they?
No, I think he's still doing his thing.
Way to make it dark.
They didn't kill that dog.
You went the way of Roald Dahl.
They're killing every other cartoon in the world right now, so why not ask that?
They didn't kill Underdog.
Again.
They're going to cancel Captain Underpants next? Oh, wait, they did that already.
Probably
just get it right.
Snoopy.
Problematic.
That was probably your favorite cartoon, John, wasn't it? Captain Underpants?
Well, absolutely. It's a book, so.
Well, whatever. I'm sure they did a cartoon of it, too.
John had the books.
Yeah, no, they did. Nick Kroll. Was it Nick Kroll, the voice of it? Nick Kroll was the voice of Captain Underpants.
I think so.
All right.
We need a little levity here for a moment. We are going to get back into all the Kemba stuff and the Celtics and things like that. But I saw something today about a guy who lost his fantasy football league and his quote-unquote punishment.
Here we go.
In my opinion.
Yes.
It is not punishment what they made this gentleman do. However, we need to present it to the group.
Okay.
And I have a funny feeling that one of us four might have a story about something that you had to do after losing a fantasy football league. Hmm. We'll get into that to have a quick laugh next.
Wherever you're working from, Gresh and Keefe go where you do.
Smacking guys in the old yam bag.
Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play WEEI.
Head to the lunchtime hour with Gresh and Keefe here with you on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com, and of course, be an athlete on the old Odyssey app. By the way, the You Read It Where I Wrote It is up on WEEI.com. Got that in there last night.
Yeah, that's right. Thursday. It's a tradition you can set your watch to. Every Thursday, you got that article.
That's right. And I didn't explain to John what the issue was, so he's going to continue to make insensitive jokes until I tell him, then be like, oh, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to let him hang himself.
A couple typos in there, too.
Let him in there.
Oh, now, what are you, a proofreader?
No,
somebody on Twitter accosted Gresh about it.
Oh, he did.
It's essentially the journalism editorial version of Pat's Cap came at Gresh.
Right.
A very endeavor.
Yeah, which I said, you and your 300 followers, thanks for reading. Right. So I'll
take
just
the click.
Take that and run. So, have you played in a fantasy league where the loser, I'm talking about dead last, got a punishment?
So, we've always discussed a punishment. Right now, we just have sort of, in theory, sort of we keep track of what we call the Valerie Borchin Award, which was, of course, the speedwalker who crapped his pants and fell into a barrier. So, we have the Valerie Borchin Award.
Leakage in the ninth.
Yes. So, we have that. So, it's like there is that stain on some member.
But no pun intended.
Correct. But we've never gotten, like, we've discussed tattoos or making somebody take the SATs or, like, different ones like this, but we've never actually, or, like, making somebody pay more money. We've never actually gone through it, which is sort of a mistake on our part.
Yeah, I know that, like, my oldest was in a fantasy league. Now they're also, like, 18 and 19 years old, so they're going to come up with the dumbest thing they can. All that. Well, there's a gentleman who is a writer down in Mississippi. He writes for some of the Clarion Ledger. He's an investigations and politics guy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he lost his fantasy football league. So he writes this, taking a picture from inside a Waffle House. I'm coming to you live from a Brandon, Mississippi Waffle House.
Nice.
I, a total loser, came in last place in my fantasy football league. As punishment, I spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. Every waffle I eat shaves an hour off the clock. And this was at 4:07 Central.
Are you sure this guy didn't win the league?
Oh, no. Thank you.
Yeah, this sounds great.
Until you see the photos of this guy at the end. So this guy, his name is Lee Sanderlin, and he is given running tweets.
What's wrong with this? Yeah.
So he writes, here we go. Four waffles down, been here an hour and a half. So that means I have 18 and a half to go. I am already in immense discomfort. Please, somebody launch me into the sun.
Not that bad.
And he just kept going. He was like, waffle number five, just hit the 2,000 calorie mark and feeling great. And then you just keep scrolling down, and this guy's face. Look at that guy.
He's not doing well.
No, he's not doing well. Yeah. Hello,
that's
it's
really
hours.
He really didn't know how to pace himself, first of all.
No.
Second of all, I've also seen this done at an IHOP with pancakes. So either way, I would absolutely do this, and I would, because it's super easy. For breakfast, you have four, you start early in the morning, you have four waffles
Chad's
or pancakes
already got a plan.
Right off the rip.
Four
hours right out the window.
Or waffles, all right.
Yeah, it's a breakfast.
Because
how
many
hold
waffles,
you over till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
How many are you hoping to consume overall? 12?
Overall.
So you're only there for 12 hours, or what do you think?
Yes, 12, I'm there for 12 hours. So I start at 7 a.m. And I have four waffles right off the rip.
Stack me four of them up, right?
Four waffles.
Then you eat lunch at 1, you eat lunch at 6, you're out of there by 7 when you finish your last waffle.
Yeah, but if I'm going to do this express version of eating the waffles to shave the hours,
You're not going to feel very good by the end of it.
No, you're not. But can you do 2-4 stacks and cut 8 of your 24 hours off? I mean, look, because let's be real, right? First of all, if you're in butt crack Mississippi and you're going to a Waffle House,
yeah,
right, you stand out front, take a couple of rips, get yourself nice and hungry, and then go in there and eat a bunch of waffles and then probably zone out. But you're still in there serving your suspension or whatever.
Do they have Wi-Fi?
No.
No Wi-Fi.
We went to a Waffle House on the way back when I was in my...
I'm gonna eat through my data.
When I was in my willingly unemployed stage, yeah, if you know
that.
What I mean.
I remember that, yeah.
We went to Orlando and went to a Magic game. So we were down in Florida visiting in-laws, and we went to a Waffle House. And
no
that was
Wi-Fi.
Like the... No Wi-Fi. They got it. Bare bones,
see, there's
baby.
A way to get
so
around that, though.
You got to eat more waffles.
No. You can just download content to your phone ahead of time. All of the apps allow you to do that. Netflix, you can download episodes.
So
YouTube, you can download videos, all
thinking,
that stuff.
Thinking big here,
you
once
download,
again.
You just download a bunch of content. Yep. All you have to do is bring a charger. They're going to have an outlet somewhere.
Good point.
And then
well,
you're golden.
It is a Waffle House, so those outlets might be
I mean, they have
up.
To plug the stove in
They have
in
running
somewhere.
Water, so,
so I don't
know
mind
if they
that.
Have
so basically the plan is bring 12, download 12 hours of movie content and eat 12 waffles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
Simple.
Watch The Dark Side of the Ring and eat a bunch of waffles until you can finally leave.
Doesn't seem like a real that big of a punishment.
I completely agree with you. However, I think one of us has a true tale of punishment.
Yes, that would come from my fantasy league, which we have what we call, and this is named after an unfortunate incident, which is how one of my friends got his nickname in college, the Nudes McConaughey Bowl. And that is the, I can't explain that one to you on the air.
I don't even.
So essentially what all the teams that don't make the playoffs get put into a bracket, and the loser of that bracket, they had to take the SATs.
Oh, you
and
did
we,
do SATs.
We had a cookout and everything, like at our friend's place. Drove him to Amherst Regional High School out in Western Mass. I took the SATs, and then we drank all day.
Because my buddy, like, he suggests that every single year, and I'm like, no, I don't think anybody really wants that. That's like 3 hours of your time, and like, who cares?
How about stand on a street corner with a sign, you know, holding one of those?
Oh, like real, Die Hard 3.
Yeah, and like, Curb Your Enthusiasm had one, too.
In a nice suit.
I steal forks from restaurants. Larry David had to stand there in front of this, like, gala, and so, all these people are walking by and being like, look at you, you scum.
So the tattoo one is interesting because what happens with this is the rest of the league either gets to choose what it is or the location.
Yeah.
So then the person who comes in dead last has to choose, all right, I'll pick the location, so somewhere I can hide it, but then these idiots all say what it is, or vice versa. So you're like, what do I do? But we haven't gone to that extreme yet.
Yeah,
you should.
It's right. You would
it's
think
a big
that
deal, you know?
It is. Of course it is. Or you could be like a BYU runner. And for those of you who follow on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe, at Keefe21, or if you follow me, at The Real Gresh, I'm about to retweet the photo of a BYU runner who, this was not a punishment. However, he ran a race with his, his yam bag hanging out of his shorts.
It's not safe for work.
Photo,
don't click on it.
And you got to click on
don't
it.
Don't click on it.
It just looks like a little balloon. When you got the yams, what's
the yams? But, like, what is he doing? What's
running.
Going on with BYU, by the way?
I don't
they had
know.
The football team photo, which
Dongs
left nothing
balls,
to the imagination.
Like, right.
Yeah, they got NCAA investigation, I think, into BYU pretty soon.
But it just looks like a pimple.
It's got to
like
slow you down.
It doesn't look like a pimple.
No, but it looks like someone who would go to doctor. Oh, yeah, it looks like someone who would go to Dr. Pimple Popper.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
I will
show you a video from Dr. Pimple Popper of somebody who had something
like...
Watch.
I don't want to see a giant
pimple. Well,
they
don't tell me that's a trophy. No, no.
Do you remember the guy, the lineman? I forget what school he was from at the combine, who his pants fell down running the 40.
Oh, that's right.
And he like tripped over his stuff. It was a mess. Like it slowed him down tremendously too.
I can imagine.
It just was like whatever.
Imagine the recovery.
And then everybody tries to pretend that it didn't happen. They're like, all right, next guy up. And we're like, no, we got to go back and address this gentleman who wiped out running the 40.
I think no, but that dude is. I don't think his pants fell down.
It
I think everything flopped out, and the guy was trying to tuck it in, and he dove to the ground.
Oh, so that
his
whole, yeah.
So it looks like he forgot his compression shorts, most likely. Oh, and he's got those super thin, super low-cut track shorts on.
Oh, my
there
God.
There is this super funny
You know who
TikTok
it was?
It's a hot day.
Chris Jones of the Chiefs, according to my quick Google search I did. Pants fell down running the 40 at the combine.
Oh, it comes right up.
And then it's like, oh, Chris Jones, here you go. He lost his pants.
2016.
There's also a tremendous TikTok of like a high school kid doing a relay on a track. And he's a hefty gentleman, probably a little bit bigger than myself.
Sure.
He was starting to lose his pants and did like a somersault. And as he's somersaulting on a track, pulls his pants up with the baton in the other hand.
Awful.
It was impressive.
I mean, the Chris Jones one is just,
it's just great.
Over the top. He's like 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, and everything's out.
Of course, we're talking about this. Of course, we're talking about this. And what do I see on Twitter on the who's trending? I see Tristan Thompson. Like, how prophetic. And the first thing I did was click, hope it wasn't a picture like that BYU guy, and hoping that Thompson has been traded.
Is it another picture of him with
said that she's not going to roll back her sexiness when she becomes a lawyer.
Good.
Could you imagine that?
You be you. Her being a lawyer? Well, her dad is a lawyer.
Although, that's what kind of all... What does she need to be a lawyer? She's got $1 billion. Hire one.
Well, she wants to... No, but
she wants to impact change.
That's right. She's going to help...
What's wrong with that?
Help people. And help people.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
She helped a lot of people with that one video.
See, I had a line like that.
Yeah, what happened to it?
But I didn't... Well...
Her and Ray J did a lot of good for people.
No, I was just going to say...
I can't wait for the Wendy Williams rant about Kim Kardashian being a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
That was unprofessional.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we are still going to do all of the Kiefer Madness Weekend review. I know we are full-blown into the Celtics right now. And now that we've had some time to think about it, our thoughts on not only the Kemba Walker trade, but if this move is to set up another one, might it be to go after someone in free agency, not this offseason, but next offseason? We'll get into that next.
And she's probably got 5 new boyfriends. We haven't caught anybody coming out of the house yet, but, you know, just a matter of time. She's not lonely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.